The Syrian president has once again accused some Arab regional and Western countries of backing the insurgents fighting his government. Bashar al-Assad says a political solution to the Syrian crisis is only possible if those who support terrorism in Syria are stopped. The president's remarks came in a message addressing the summit of the BRICS countries. He's also called on the BRICS nations to exert all possible means to alleviate the suffering of the Syrian people, who, according to Assad, are bearing the brunt of unjust and illegal economic sanctions. Director of the Center for Middle East Studies, Hisham Jaber, joins us from Beirut. Well, Hisham Jaber, the Syrian president has clearly sent this message to the BRICS countries. Maybe he should have also addressed that to the member countries of the Arab League, who just wrapped up their summit in Doha. How much of a factor have BRIC countries, especially Russia and China, been in trying at least to stand up to some of the Arab countries and their Western allies to stop this terrorism, which he said has stopped any type of political solution to the war on Syria?
Yes, I do believe, like many observers and for a long time, that only political solution in Syria could be the solution for the crisis in Syria, and any military solution will complicate the situation. The message sent from President Assad to the BRICS countries and to the Arab League, especially in this time, is clear, and he made it clear that there is a government in Syria and there is state still in Syria and ready to for any political solution. Of course, President Assad is supported by the BRICS countries, by his allies like China and Russia and Iran and some other Arab countries. But what happened yesterday in the Arab summit, in the Arab League summit, was really, you know, in my opinion, would complicate the situation instead of having a solution. It was kind of contradiction in the Arab League summit. In their decision at the end of the summit, they said that that efforts are made to find a political solution in Syria. On the other hand, they gave a green light to some Arab countries to send weapons and to the rebels in Syria, first. Second, they did ignore that Syria still stayed recognized by 95% of the countries in the world, and Syria has a seat in the United Nations. Syria has embassy in Washington also, and they took the place of the Syrian state and they give it to rebels. And this is the first time in the history of the Arab League. Many observers believe that it was a great mistake also to give a green light to some other countries to send weapons to Syria. It's not a good idea at all. And I think, as President Assad said, that a political solution is only the solution. And we always said that the American and the Russian are preparing, under the sponsorship of China, a political solution. And I am still optimistic, and to see this solution, maybe we'll see it in the next two months within the summit between President Putin and President Obama. And as we said always, that all those meetings in the Arab League and also the initiative of France and the Great Britain to send weapons, when they will sign an agreement or between the Moscow and Washington, I think all those countries will stay away and they will watch. Only two big countries, regional countries, will have a role in that solution. Besides the Russia and Moscow and China, as we said, only two nations will have a role on the land, are Turkey and Iran. Because they have the power, you know, to do something there in Syria. And all news you hear does. And now I think, you know, the Arabs are doing, the Arab regimes, as they do it in Cairo and As you see, look at the map and you see the neighborhood, the Arab countries who are around Syria, like Lebanon and Iraq, did not agree with those decisions. Even despite that Jordan give camps for training and et cetera, you know, to the rebels in Syria because it's related as an ally to the United States. But at the same time, Jordan has a daily contact, you know, open border with Syria. They have a trade and they cannot face the Syrian regime like Turkey.
I'm so sorry, Hisham Jaber. Unfortunately, we're just out of time for this segment. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Director of the Center for Middle East Studies there, Hisham Jaber. Thank you.